There's a number sitting in front of me right now that should make every builder in this space stop and pay attention. 60,000. That's how many tech jobs were confirmed cut in Q1 2026 alone. Oracle slashed 30,000, Amazon 16,000, Dell 11,000. And here's the part that matters for what we're building today. This is not a correction. This is a deliberate equation companies are running. Headcount times AI leverage equals mission capacity. They're not waiting to see if this AI thing pans out. They've already made the bet. Welcome to the Build Briefing. I'm your host, and today we are going deep on what you can actually ship this week to stay on the right side of that equation. We've got a cost reduction story that goes from $26 a day to $2 a day, a 92% cut. We've got a self-hosted agent orchestration platform that hit 38,000 GitHub stars in under 4 weeks, and we've got a real production system that deployed iOS apps autonomously at a 95% success rate. Let's get into it. Let's start with the market signal, because it frames every decision we're going to talk about. The layoffs I mentioned aren't the whole story. At the same time those cuts are happening, there's an enterprise client, one of the names you'd recognize immediately, that compressed a 6-week engineering roadmap into the first half of day one, week one, using AI-augmented workflows. And here's the twist. Leadership didn't respond by cutting more heads. They expanded the roadmap and asked for more AI-capable engineers. That's the productive tension we're navigating right now. The market is eliminating roles it sees as insufficiently AI-leveraged, while simultaneously paying premiums for engineers who can actually direct agent systems. Not just prompt them, direct them. That distinction is everything, and it's the through line for this entire episode. Okay, let's talk infrastructure. Four platforms shipped meaningful updates this week, and I want to walk you through each one as an implementation story, because whether you're a solo builder or running a small team, one of these is your next move. First up, Paperclip. This is an open-source multi-agent orchestration platform that went from 0 to 38,000 GitHub stars in under 4 weeks. You install it with a single terminal command. Once it's running, you get a dashboard that looks like an org chart. CEO agent at the top, department agents in the middle, worker agents at the bottom. File-based state persistence handles memory across heartbeat cycles. There's a governance audit log, rollback capability, and it's model agnostic. You can wire up Claude, Codex, Cursor, Bash scripts, whatever you need. The cost story here is compelling. A 10-agent content pipeline runs $22 to $47 a month all-in, VPS plus API costs. Compare that to $200 to $600 a month for a managed SaaS equivalent. That's a 75 to 90% reduction. Now here's the honest caveat, and I want you to hear this clearly. The project is 4 weeks old. File-based state persistence creates I/O contention risk once you push past 50 concurrent agents, and you should absolutely pin to a specific commit hash before you touch anything production. This is a beta stage tool with production-grade cost economics. Treat it accordingly. Building on that infrastructure story, Anthropic ships something called Claude Routines this week, which introduces event-driven agents running entirely in Anthropic's cloud. Think of it in two modes: doorbell agents that fire when something happens, and alarm clock agents that run on a schedule. No babysitting required. The practical implementations here are immediately deployable. A contact form router, classify, route, draft reply, takes 2 to 4 hours to set up. A negative review response drafter triggers on 1 or 2 star reviews. A churn risk responder fires when someone cancels a subscription. The prompt structure that makes these work is a 5-part framework: role, outcome, steps, output, rules. That's your template. If you're handling any customer PII through these flows, verify Anthropic's data processing agreements before you go live. Non-negotiable. Perplexity also launched a personal computer agent for Mac on April 16th, and this one shifted from cloud execution to a local macOS agent with actual read-write access to your native apps, iMessage, Mail, Calendar, Safari, Finder. Running it 24/7 on a Mac Mini M2 costs about $25 to $30 a month. Version 1 has some rough edges: keyboard crash conflicts, Google sign-in issues, so wait for at least one patch release before you depend on it for anything business critical. And then there's Hermes Agent, which is where the cost optimization story gets really interesting. Single-line install, works on Mac, Linux, Windows, and Android via Termux, ships with 40-plus pre-installed duals and a SQLite-backed memory system. I'll come back to Hermes in a moment because the cost reduction numbers deserve their own spotlight. Let me talk about the build versus buy decision, because this week's data gives us a genuinely clear decision framework depending on your team size. If you have fewer than 5 agents and no engineering resources, go managed, Claude Routines, or a platform like Relevance AI. You're deploying in days, not weeks, and the engineering time cost of self-hosting exceeds the platform premium at that scale. If you're in the 5 to 20 agent range and you have even one engineer available, Paperclip self-hosted is the call.
$22 to $47 a month versus $200 to $600 managed, 1 to 2 days to set up. The math is straightforward. You break even on engineering time within 60 to 90 days. Above 20 agents, or if you have custom quality requirements, you're looking at custom orchestration or a framework like LangGraph. But here's the key insight. Start with Paperclip to validate your workflow definitions first, then migrate. Don't build custom on top of assumptions. And for individual power users, Hermes on OpenRouter is your move. Target 92% cost reduction from your current spend within 30 days. Let me explain exactly how that works. This is the part of the episode where I want you to actually pause and calculate your current daily AI spend. Go ahead, I'll wait. Here's the mechanism. Right now, a lot of builders are running models indiscriminately. Complex tasks, simple tasks, all hitting the same expensive model. Switching deterministic and low-complexity tasks from Claude Sonnet at $3 per million input tokens to Qwen 3.6 Plus at 33 cents per million tokens is a 9x input cost differential. And then, this is the move that compounds, every recurring LLM task you've successfully run once gets converted to a deterministic cron job. Its ongoing token cost drops to zero. The combination of those two levers is how you get from $26 a day to $2 a day, 92% reduction, equivalent output.
Implementation is one engineering day. Connect OpenRouter via the Hermes model command or a light LLM proxy. Then audit each workflow for model task fit. Set your baseline on day 1, measure on day 7, measure again on day 30. I also want to flag what I consider the highest leverage architectural decision you can make this week, and it's not about cost, it's about preventing failures. In production agent systems, the single biggest source of compounding errors is agents reviewing their own output. The anti-pattern looks like this. Agent builds, agent reviews, agent reports, looks perfect, you ship, something breaks in production. The correct pattern, agent builds, external bash script runs deterministic checks, pass all checks or halt after 5 attempts and escalate to a human. Using a different model to review the first model's output, cross-model validation, produces materially more critical and accurate reviews than same model self-review. Write your quality gate this week. 3 to 5 engineering days for a 15-point check. It will pay back within a sprint. Before we wrap, I want to give you the market time and context because it affects how you should be pricing if you're building AI services revenue right now. The window for charging friction premium pricing on agent implementation is estimated at 12 to 24 months before turnkey deployment tools commoditize the integration layer. The operators building now are charging $500 a month for a managed YouTube growth agent that costs $20 to $50 a month to run. That's 80% gross margin on reliable delivery, not exceptional scale, reliable delivery. Price on outcomes, not hours. Build your workflow libraries, your bash gate suites, your pipeline definitions. Those create switching costs before the market normalizes. All right, here is your sprint goal for this week. Pick exactly one of these three tracks based on where you are right now. If you're optimizing costs, install Hermes Agent today, connect OpenRouter, and route your first low-complexity task to Qwen. Measure your day one baseline. If you're building agent infrastructure, spin up Paperclip on a VPS, run the single command install, and build a 3-agent pilot by end of week. Pin your commit hash before you do anything else. If you're protecting production, write a 15-point bash quality gate for your most critical agent output. Remove agents from their own review loop before your next deploy. The labor market is already pricing in AI leverage. The tooling is already cheap enough to deploy today. The only variable left is whether you build comprehension depth into your systems or accumulate invisible risk that surfaces at the worst possible moment. Choose depth. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow.